Obviously, this is it's a time of year where, or it's a part of the season where normally it's filled with excitement, it's filled with all sorts of feelings, and this year would have been different to any other, knowing that we'd be getting to go into the ground to kind of watch the start of a new season as champions for the first time in some people's lifetime, for the first time in decades for others. It's not quite the same this time, although it is obviously exciting to have football back after a very brief hiatus. Are you feeling excited? Do you think it's possible to feel excited with how different things are?
I'm not quite as excited as you would have. I would have hoped to have been. If that makes sense, and that's partly to do with what Anna said about the pace with which it's come back. I normally find a Premier League football season quite an exhausting journey, and normally it ends just about the right time for me. I'm usually glad it's over. I'm glad we've got to the end of it. And I quite look forward to the summer off. And my summer normally involves going on a holiday, going to Glastonbury. And I just don't really think about the football. I don't really get lost in the transfer nonsense. Just quite enjoyed the summer off. And then when I get back from Glastonbury, once I've actually got my body back into some sensible form, I then start thinking about football, and I go to the pre-season games, and it's a gentle glide path straight back into football around the start of August. And I'm in that rhythm. I've been in that rhythm for quite a long time, and I feel like that rhythm has been completely kicked out. And obviously, not being in the ground tomorrow is also an extremely weird thing. I know that sounds incredibly privileged because not everyone gets to get into the ground, and I'm having to do what everybody else around the world has to do. But younger listeners may not know this, but when Liverpool traditionally won the league the previous year, they would be heralded onto the pitch, and George or whichever DJ in the ground, they would actually play Bring On The Champions. And the fact we're not getting to do that tomorrow is mildly... He might do it. He might well do it. It'll be better than Song 2. The idea of being able to exalt those boys as they come into the ground tomorrow is quite frustrating. So it doesn't feel like a real new season day yet.